Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's our series of hope stories that we're recording today, the day before. We're actually recording it the day before Thanksgiving. And so I just wanted to let you know that thank you so much for listening and tuning into the show. We're really grateful for you. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving with all of those that you love. And so without further ado, let me bring on our first guest today. This is a very interesting story from Katie Selby. She's a person with a language impairment and a learning disability. She was diagnosed with her language impairment at the young age of 3, with a learning disability at the age of 5. She's a paraeducator for students with disabilities. She participated in the special education system from the time that she was 3 years old until she graduated from high school. Her high school counselor told her instead of going to college, she should look for work in the child care. And there were others in her life who advised her against going to college, but she didn't listen to the people who were deterring her from her lifelong dream. She listened only to those who supported her in making her dream come true. She comes from a unique social group. All of her friends are people with disabilities, and they're not just a support group. They have the same life experiences. 7 years ago, she wrote a blog article for The Mighty to share her story. And since then, she's continued to share her story with others. And it feels like she's sharing her story now with the whole world. And just before we started recording today, she was telling me that she's already 5 chapters into writing her book, and that's going to be released next year. Welcome to the show today, Katie Selby.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Good for you for being rebellious and for not listening to those people that tried to deter you from, wanting more from life than from their limited point of view.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. You were going to say something.
I was just going to say that I didn't really want to listen to them, and I just wanted to see if I could be successful in college, and I always knew that if college wasn't for me, I could always find a job in a career that would be best for me.
So how was college for you?
It took me some time to get through college. I started at a local community college, and the summer of 1999, I took one class to get my feet wet and see how the transition would go. And then in the fall of 1999, I took 9 credit hours. And then I finished and graduated with an associate's degree in early childhood education. And then I knew I wasn't finished with college. So I looked into going to a 4-year university and finding a degree that would be a great fit for me. I ended up going to Maryville University and getting a bachelor's degree in rehabilitation services, independent living.
Wow. I mean, I'm just listening to you, and I just, again, want to, congratulate you for persevering and for being willing to break through the limitations and even from the disabilities. And how long is it going to take? But you were so determined to see what you can do, what you're capable of. And that says a lot about your character. It says a lot about who you are. So you wanted to tell the audience today about a little bit more about your story. And so what is that, Katie?
Well, as the host had said, I was diagnosed with a language impairment at 3 years of age. And at that time, I was nonverbal from 3 years to 5 years of age. My family and teachers would purposely ignore my pointing and gestures to try and encourage me to talk. Well, that didn't work so out too well. And then at the age of 5 years old, I said my first full sentence. And to this day, I wish I knew what that first full sentence was.
Yeah.
And then at the age of 5 years old, I was diagnosed with learning disabilities in written communication, math, and reading comprehension. And I went through the special education system from 3 years of age until high school, or through high school. And in school, growing up, I was kind of shy and quiet, probably gearing towards my language impairment. And my teachers really didn't know how to pull me out of my shell to get me to learn how to be my own self-advocate and when I was in elementary and middle school. And then I finally found a special education teacher my junior year of high school who pulled me out of my shell in a class within a class, meaning I was in class with a general education teacher and a special education teacher who co-taught the class. And I would always go to my special education teacher and ask her for clarification until one day she suggested I ask my teacher. And to this day, I do not know where I would be without her.
Wow, that says so much. So the special education teacher, she pulled you out. She pulled you out. She called you out. She called you to live your highest and best, and she was there to support you. And so what did she do? Like, give us like 1, 2, 3, like, this is what she did. This is what she did. What did she do?
She told me to go ahead and just ask my special education, or sorry, my general education teacher for clarification on the assignments. And then if I still did not understand, I could always go back to her for clarification.
Right. So basically, because you said that you had, because in when you were five, you were, it was part of your learning disability had to do with communication. So there was something that was being communicated to you that you couldn't understand, right? Or that it was slow on that level. And so your support person, your special education teacher there, that support person was helping you to acknowledge that and then basically say, yeah, go ahead and keep asking for help if that's what you need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So since then, how has things been for you as you're, you know, on your life's journey now?
It has been really, really good. I am now presenting to a lot of conferences and at the school I work at. And at the school I work at, I work one-on-one with children with special needs. And I chose to work in elementary probably because I didn't receive the support I needed. So I am working in as a special education para educator to help my students learn the skills of self-advocacy and showing them that they have a voice.
That's so good. How old are your students?
My students are kindergarten through fifth grade.
Okay. So, and is your book going to be about self-advocacy?
Along those lines, yes. It's going to be more so my life story growing up, and I will be talking a lot about the importance of self-advocacy.
Yeah, that's so great. I think the field you're in is just perfect because you're able to relate and understand and support those students that for, you know, what they need to have their voice heard, like you said, for things that you didn't receive when you were at that age. That's really amazing. So I just want to also let the audience know that, you know, this year you had made the goal to go on one podcast and have your voice heard and have your story heard. And you've been on how many podcasts?
Right now on 6, and then I'm still waiting for a few to launch.
Oh, good. Good. Yes. So congratulations on all your success. We definitely support you in getting your voice out there for helping the children that you're helping today. And just the other day, I was having lunch here in the community where I live. There is a lady that she's deaf. She's entirely, she's hearing impaired. And it was so amazing, you know, when we went to go have lunch at the restaurant, what I did is I brought a notebook because I don't know how to do sign language, mm-hmm. right? But so anyway, we ended up sitting there for 2 hours communicating, writing down, like asking a question, writing it down. And it was just a beautiful way to communicate with someone that, you know, can't hear. And also to make the time to actually listen to somebody and spend time with somebody, even though they have a disability. So,
yes.
Right? Isn't that?
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was really amazing. Let's tell the audience right now how they can look you up, find you, follow you on social media and learn more about you.
On Instagram, you can follow me at College Material Girl. And on my Facebook page is The Girl in quotes, who was not college material.
That's good. Well, Katie, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Cornelia Stephanie Show and sharing your story. We're going to take a break, everyone. We will be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce you to Janice Holt. She's an international leading expert in holistic wellness and women's weight loss with over 7 years' experience as a transformational teacher and coach. She's a certified holistic nutritionist, life coach, and founder of the revolutionary high vibe weight loss experience that helps women balance their hormones and emotional overeating and raise their energetic vibration to naturally release the weight for good. I know there's a lot of women that struggle with this, so I'm glad that Janice is here. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to get started.
How did you get into this business? How did you get into this field?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So I actually started my career, what I say, in the dark side. I used to do marketing and advertising for the top food manufacturers here in Canada. So think Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Frito-Lay, and all of these companies. And when I started in that field, it was amazing. I love marketing and advertising. But as I started along my own health journey, when I was planning to start my own family, and I was looking at the way that I was eating and how I wanted to start this family, I realized that that wasn't conducive to how I wanted to live this next chapter of my life. And so I relooked at the way that I was eating in my health. And as I was doing that, at the same time, I was looking at my career path and realizing, wait a minute, what I'm doing for my career, which is promoting the overconsumption of these foods, was no longer aligned with who I am currently now and who I'm becoming. So I went back to school to become a holistic nutritionist. And eventually transitioned to doing that as my line of work. And I started in pregnancy and fertility nutrition because that's where my health journey started. And as I was doing that and working with my clients, I realized that they were struggling with sort of the same thing that I was, which wasn't just here's how to eat, but how do I actually eat the way that I think that I should eat? And that was the missing piece of the puzzle for my own weight loss struggle, which was I knew how to eat. I just couldn't get myself to do it. And that started me down the path of life coaching and neuroscience and neuroplasticity and how do we create habits and how do we stay committed to a goal? And that's when I became a life coach and merged the two practices together, which was the physical understanding about how the body and the hormones and the food all works and how our brain works to actually get us to do the things that it is that we wanted to do, which is eat a certain way in order to get the results.
Yeah. And there's a lot of unlearning that has to be done when a woman comes to you, I'm sure, or when a woman hears this message, because we've been lied to and we've been conditioned and trained to believe that what we're receiving from the outside world, from the government, from wherever it's coming from, that is, especially when they're talking about the standard American diet or whatever, you know, that this is the way to do. And then all the myths and all the things about weight loss and all, how many yo-yo dieters and, you know, how many people can relate to all of this, right? And then to come at it from a place of what is it actually that's going to really help me? Then us women that go into menopause then, and then there's that situation that takes place. So many shifts, so much unlearning, undoing. And so you have a lot of training, you have a lot of skills now that you've developed and educated to help women to, you know, begin a new relationship with food. I would assume that's what they're doing.
Oh my goodness. You just like hit the nail right on the head. Like, how do we unlearn the diet culture that we've spent so much time entrenched in that we don't even think about, always going and focusing on the food and what's the next best diet and how is it that I should be eating, rather than creating that connection with how am I using food? How am I feeling around the food? Is even following this diet like serving me internally, or is it just the traditional way of restriction and deprivation and looking at it from a place of, you know, having to feel overly in control or out of control of how we're eating or how we're taught to supposed to eat instead of what feels right and aligned for me, or how am I using food as a soother for emotional overeating? Or am I just constantly hungry all the time? Is there a hormonal imbalance? Like, what's actually going on inside in order to find out what the solution is, as opposed to always looking for the solution outside of us and just thinking, if I follow this diet or this magic meal plan, okay, that's going to be the thing that's going to solve the problem for me.
Basically, what you're doing is you're helping your clients become their own authority when it comes to their relationship with food and what is true for them today, because what was true for them back then when they were, you know, being thrown all this information and this is the diet and this is what you need to do and this is what you need to do and all the things, wasn't true. And now they need to become their own authority by really asking, is this in my values? Does this, you know, because just like what you said with your marketing and advertising, you know, career that you were in, the company that you worked for, you were promoting and marketing all of this consumption, and then it didn't align anymore with where you were going. I can relate to that because I also was in a career that wasn't aligned with where I was going. And so then I had to end the career and leave the career entirely, which that had to do with the pharmaceutical industry. So it was really interesting. So I can relate to what you're saying. So now women come to you, you support them. And do you have a program that where you help them look at exactly where they're at right now? And how does that work?
Exactly. So typically when women come to me, we do a free consultation first, so I can really get a picture of what is going on with them right now and where it is that they want to go and connect the dots for them. And I actually build out the plan on this free call and explain, okay, this is what's keeping you stuck. This is what you need to focus on. This is the pathway to get you to the results that you want. And it's not just a here's how you eat. So when I actually work together with someone and I know them deeply, we talk about like specific foods and how to balance your hormones, or depending on even what's going on. Is it your hunger hormones? Is it your cortisol? Are you in too high stress? Is there something going on with your metabolism? Like, we can get really deep there. But initially we just start with, okay, this is the initial plan, and it always encompasses like mind, body, spirit. Here's what's going on with your body, your hormones, your metabolism, and all of that. And then here are also what's going on with your thoughts, your mental maturity, and your ability to manage your thoughts and your emotions in order to follow through and do the things, you know, the physical things that we say that we need to do. So I almost look at weight loss like upside down, where somebody comes to me and they're like, okay, I want this result, so I'm going to do these things, so I'm going to think this way. Instead of, okay, how do we need to think in order to do the things in order to create the results? So it's almost backwards in the way that we've been trained.
Yeah. Again, the way we've been trained, the way we've been conditioned. Again, coming back to that, that's why having a coach, having a person that supports you with your goals is so important, because there's a lot of unlearning that has to be done. And, you know, we need that support partner. We need that partner, somebody that helps you unpack all of that and be accountable for the way that you want to live this next phase in your life. So what was I thinking about? And the stress, the stress is such a big piece into, because think about it. I've thought about this often that, oh, my body wasn't losing weight for a while because I was under an incredible amount of stress. So yes, that also has a lot to do with it. Where's the stress factor in your life? And you know, how is all of that playing out? So how do people, you know, work with you? So how do they find you on social media? Give us your social media information.
Yeah. So my business is called High Vibe Weight Loss, and that's my method. And that is my handle everywhere. And all the social medias, I have a podcast as well called High Vibe Weight Loss, and really takes you through the concepts that we're talking about here more in depth. Also on my website, highvibeweightloss.com, you can get a free training that takes you through the process, because it's so different than like, here's the diet, here's the keto, here's the plan. I find that really understanding it on a bit of a deeper level helps people just to kind of warm up to, oh, now I see what I'm missing. Oh, I see why it goes deeper than just the food itself. And so that's how I start off working with anyone new, is through those platforms, and then getting on the free consult to see exactly how I can help.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you know, it's so important, the work that you're doing, because how long do we want to live? How much responsibility do we want to take with our health and our well-being? What actions and choices do we make that support that way? And to really become conscious, you know, not to keep doing the same things and expecting the results that are not right. It's like,
exactly. And I mean, what is more important than your physical and mental health? And the fact that we're all starting to realize that the two do go hand in hand, and to be able to focus that on that at the same time and create a physical result using your own thoughts and mental management, you are also able to create anything else from that. Because when it comes to weight loss, my clients, like, they see it tangibly, like, oh, this works in releasing weight. How else can I use this to create different things in my life that I want? So my clients, I've seen them change their jobs, change their careers, travel the world, like do so many different things, because just having this catapults them to the belief that, oh my gosh, I can create anything. If I can get over the weight loss that I've struggled with for 30 years, I can do pretty much anything now. It's amazing.
It's so important, because the way you do one thing in your life is the way you do everything. And so it's really all about empowerment. Like, what's the thing that's going to make you feel most empowered? So that's really important. And the other thing I want to say is, don't expect instantaneous results either. Meaning that, right, don't expect it needs to happen by next week, or, you know, really be willing to make it a process. Like, it took you all this time to get to where you are today, and would you be willing to invest 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year to get to really shift the paradigm, to really shift everything?
And make it permanent too, right?
Yeah.
So I say to my clients, I mean, it might have taken you 3 decades to get here. It's not going to take you 3 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to change it all. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Janice, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's wonderful, the work that you're doing out there. Would you have any final comments for the audience today?
I would just say, if you're interested in looking at weight loss from a completely different perspective, then check out my podcast and me on social, High Vibe Weight Loss. I'm in all of the places, and really just take a look at, if you want to lose the weight, it goes deeper than just the diet.
Excellent. Thank you. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch, and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is here to inspire happiness. She is a happiness and confidence coach, Ada Andes. She specializes in food, body, and mind freedom. She's the owner of AU Coaching and the creator of the Find Your Happy Method, an in-depth one-on-one coaching program designed to help you get out of your own way and step into unconditional confidence, freedom, and happiness. She's passionate about transforming your relationship with food, your body, and yourself from the inside out, holding space for slowing down, rediscovering who you are, breaking down the beliefs, and embracing fears and doubts and insecurities that might be blocking you from living out your happy. Her own journey of dieting, battling disordered eating, and negative body image strongly influenced the coach that she is today. Ada recognizes that the journey of freedom, confidence, and reaching goals goes beyond the surface level approaches. Ada's compassion first approach allows her to hold a safe space needed for breaking down the deepest beliefs and embracing fears and doubts and insecurities so that the individuals she works with can rediscover who they are and start living their happiest lives. Excellent. Welcome to the show today, Ada.
Thank you so much for having me.
So now today you're living a happy life and you've overcome some of the things from the past, but how did you get started? How did you get started in this field?
Okay. So if you ask my mom, I probably was a coach starting age 3 and have coached unintentionally throughout my whole life. But in reality, my whole journey started with a very innocent goal that a lot of us, especially women, have in weight loss. I had a very innocent goal of trying to lose some pounds after joining a corporate job, you know, all of that, trying to feel better in my body. And while I did reach my goal on the outside, it has also gotten me into one of my darkest places I've ever been in my life. While being the model body on the outside, the lowest weight I've ever been, I ended up losing myself. I ended up being obsessed with exercise. I ended up crying over trying to get recipes to match my macro numbers or when tracking. I'd come home and be out the door for 2 hours trying to get 20,000 steps a day while my family from abroad was visiting, missing out on all of that time. I remember standing in my living room and looking at myself, looking at my stomach and saying, I hate you. I lost myself. I tried to portray my confident, beautiful self like everybody was seeing on the outside. Well, inside, I was torn apart. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what feeling happy really and confident was. It was a very, very hard time for me. And one day I said enough. One day I said enough.
I've interviewed a lot of guests on this show. I've heard a lot of stories, but never did I hear the story the way that you just told it, that you were already your ideal weight. You were already, you know, trim. You were already like had, you know, the ideal body.
Yeah.
And yet you were looking in the mirror projecting self-hatred.
I saw was how my body I thought looked like. The obsession with food and movement and exercise, the amount of crippling anxiety that I had for not working out or eating something that I wasn't supposed to. And I remember being so excited. I was like, this is going to be the summer where I wear a bikini. And then I looked at all of the photos and hated all of them. That journey brought me into a very dark period with my body.
It's such an amazing story, the way that you tell it. And I'm glad that you're here to speak it out, because what it reminds me of that, you know, even when people find what they think that they want, even if like somebody's a millionaire, and they're like, now they have the $1 million, but yet they're really, really unhappy and hate themselves, right?
Yes.
What you're saying to us is that it's important that you really look at what your inner happiness is about, or unhappiness, right? Being unhappy.
Exactly. And that's exactly what finally brought me out of this, that very dark period, is recognizing that, one, it wasn't the outside that I needed to match whatever everybody else was saying I needed to match. It wasn't the positive affirmations that got me through. It wasn't repeatedly telling myself that I love myself that got me through. It wasn't all of these things that I've seen online. Like nobody online could get me there. I tried so many things, and I went through so many other diets and exercise programs and all of that. And what finally got me through, and today I can finally say 50 pounds later, 50, 60 pounds later, even 60 pounds later, surpassing what I've ever been, I can confidently say that confidence that I have now is that confidence that I always looked for. The one that doesn't rely on what I do, how much I eat, how much I weigh, what I look like, what other people are seeing me as, because I know that I'm okay. And it was the embrace of being insecure, of allowing myself to be insecure and to feel anxious and to feel sad and to feel scared, and to embrace all of that and listen and get to know it, allowed me to get to know me on such a deep level that I've never gotten to know myself before, and allowed me to bring that shine back, to bring that ray of sunshine back, and to get the shadows to go to the sides and really uncover that I don't need anything else. I can have goals. I don't need them.
Yeah. What you're talking about is, this is actually the freedom to live your life and be who you are, in full acceptance, without the projection of what you don't have, because we already have everything inside. Exactly. It just happened that through relationship with food and what you were using, the fitness, the addiction to trying to prove, right, that, you know, you're acceptable, you're good enough, you're beautiful, whatever. But you first had to discover that, hey, I don't feel that way about myself. And that's the place where we need to begin. And now you have that depth. So you have that that freedom now. And when you say 60 pounds later, do you mean that you now weigh 60 pounds more than you did?
So about 30 pounds more than when I started initially, 60 pounds more than when I got to that middle, to that dark place. I couldn't be happier with my body as it is.
Yeah, you know, this is I can relate to what you say, because when I was clearing this in my own life back in the day, I was literally going to I worked out every day. When I say worked out, I did yoga, and I loved doing it.
Sure. Yeah.
And so then when my ego mind would say to me, you're not at the place where you should be, or you should be in a different place, I would respond back by saying, listen, I eat good. I'm doing great. And I'm doing my yoga. So I'm just not going to go into the judgment about it. Yes. I'm just not going to go, right? I'm just not going to listen to you. I'm just not going to listen to this, because who makes these rules about how big we should be or how we should be, right?
Exactly. The standards are the ideal body is a concept. The worthiness is a concept, right? You get to define that for yourself, and you can say, thank you for your service, ego. Thank you for your service, all of my inner protectors, because that's what they really are, is those inner protectors. That inner critic is such a big protector, and it's not effective anymore. And you get to thank it for its service.
Yes, this is exactly.
Choose what feels good to you.
Yeah. So you're helping people now.
I am. This, my whole journey, I wanted initially to be a nutrition coach, and that evolved into so much more than that, because now I get to be a happiness and confidence, and that really involves, I'm really passionate just seeing people smile. There's so many of us that don't smile. There's so many of us that don't feel confident in the skin that they have, in the habits that they have, and just who they are as a person, that just being able to coach in a very intimate setting into your unconditional confidence and happiness, trust with food, with your body, with yourself, is beyond a gift.
Well, I'm just so delighted that you came on the show, because I feel your sparkle. Yeah. I feel your happiness. It's beautiful. And I'm so glad that you're out there doing the work that you're doing, helping others become their own inner sparkle, their own happiness, really touching it, finding it, making it real, making it every day in their life. So where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so I am most active on my Instagram, so you can find me at @adaundis, so @adaundis. That's where you can find me all the time. You can also check out my website. That's where I have all of the information about my program and people that have helped in the past, and that's fyhappy.com. So find your happy, fyhappy.com.
Yeah, that's so good. And where are you from? Because where's your originality?
I am originally from Poland, through Minnesota and into Indiana.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you have, I can tell there's a slight accent. Were you born and raised in the U.S.?
Born and raised in Poland, moved to the U.S. when I was 16, all by myself.
All by yourself?
All by myself.
Oh my God. That's a whole nother podcast. That's a whole nother.
That is.
I'd love to hear that. But yeah, you're amazing. Keep spreading your happiness and infecting our world with your inspiration and your happy joy.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you, Ada. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. Amy Squires is here from Australia. She's a Reiki master teacher and holistic healing advocate. With a lineage deeply rooted in the ancient art of Reiki, she proudly carries the torch as a third generation Reiki practitioner, guided by the wisdom of her mother and grandmother. She has embarked on a transformative journey as a healer and advocate for holistic well-being. Her introduction to the profound healing energy of Reiki occurred at the age of 13 when she was under the nurturing guidance of her grandmother, Nora Squires, a Reiki master teacher. And through Reiki, she found solace from physical ailments that had plagued her since childhood, paving the way for a life of holistic wellness. Reiki became not just a practice, but a way of life for our family, she says, offering comfort during life's trials, academic challenges, emotional storms, and significant life transitions. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
So now you are, it's very simple for you in your life that you have gone on this whole training period from the time that you were a child to where you are now with the wisdom that you're helping others achieve. And that has to do with the holistic health and well-being, including, like you said, using Western medicine as well as support, right?
Yeah, I think I was very lucky to have grown up in an atmosphere where we had both the Western model, of course, you know, science is very important and it's helped countless people, including myself, but we also had the CAM or the complementary and alternative medicine and therapies accessible to us. And so for me, it was, I never knew anything else, right? I mean, I was 13 when my grandmother started, you know, integrating Reiki, and through that, you know, kind of domino affected to other modalities. But I like to share my story because, I mean, it wasn't simple. I was very lucky to have access to this, but, you know, life just isn't simple, I suppose. But it's really a testament to the transformative power of self-care and the human spirit. So, you know, I did have access to all these the great medical model and Reiki and all that, but I still did navigate really a labyrinth of chronic health conditions. And so I had a lot of symptoms, and they really defied diagnosis and conventional treatments for a long time. you know, it was like a puzzle that wasn't getting put together properly. So throughout all my teenage years, I was misdiagnosed with a variety of different things, most of them mental health issues. So, you know, anxiety and depression as an early teen, or, you know, then one doctor would say, oh, well, it's just, you know, she's just a teenager and her hormones are changing. And then eventually in my 20s, I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. So all of these diagnoses were really confronting. But myself and my family took each one and said, okay, well, if this is what's going to help ease the pain, then by all means, let's do it. So along with, you know, the support of my grandmother and my family, but my grandmother through Reiki, I was taking the medications, and that's very important to do if you're correctly diagnosed. But I wasn't. And so they had some really detrimental effects, and they weren't helping. So, you know, I would go through this and I wouldn't really get better. Well, I wouldn't get better at all. And I'd have the conversation with my parents. This isn't working. And I eventually took myself on this journey of getting to the root cause of what's happening, because it felt like we were putting on a bunch of Band-Aids. And then having these very, you know, they were extreme diagnoses, you know, they're life changing. And if you have them, absolutely, it's important to get the right diagnoses, but I wasn't. And it was my instincts that really told me that. And I guess I like to share that story because that was a 25-year journey for me. It was a long time, and there was a lot of suffering in that. And eventually, I saw a different doctor who was more holistic in his approach, and he diagnosed me with celiac disease, which isn't immediately a mental health illness. And I do have celiac disease. I've, you know, had the test, it's been confirmed, and I started the required gluten-free diet for that. And, you know, again, it's a testament to that mind-body connection. You are what you eat, people say. And after a couple of months of a very strict diet, my hair started growing back. You know, some of the physical symptoms I had was my hair falling out, extreme weight loss. So I started gaining weight again, and I just started feeling better. So I thought, wow, we finally got here. And then after about 6 or 8 months, and it took about a year and a half to fully get there, but there was like this fog lifted from my brain. And I guess this is where all the, you know, the doctors were seeing the mental health symptoms, because I just wasn't engaging, I guess, the way you would expect someone without these illnesses to engage. And I think anyone who knew me then and knows me now would say, yeah, you're a very different person. And so it's just a really a testament of trusting your instincts. You know, it's a quest. It's a journey to get to the root cause of your symptoms. And it wasn't until I really found that holistic doctor who works in the Western medical model, but is open more broadly to exploring holistically the symptoms and the individual as a whole. And so, you know, discovering that changed my life. And so that's now why I really promote that. So I am a Reiki master teacher. I'm a chakra guide as well. And that's only a small part of the holistic model. I see that there's a gap that needs to be closed with the Western model and the holistic, or, you know, the Western and the CAM model, those complementary and alternative medicines. And that's where the Holistic Health Show podcast comes in. I started that earlier this year. It's still so new, but I'm really committed to, and the aim of the show is to bridging that gap between these two models. And not demonstrating one's importance over the other, but highlighting the benefits of both and the really positive impacts you can have by, you know, trusting your own intuition, your instincts, and then seeking out these different modalities and physicians and practitioners who are really going to look at you as a whole instead of kind of jumping to a diagnosis.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, there's a lot of things you said that I just was pinging on, ping, ping, ping. I want to point out that, first of all, you know, you as a medicine woman, as a healer yourself, claimed back your power through those experiences that you had, and they were showing up in various ways. And then, you know, you received your diagnoses from, you know, the healthcare, or should we call it the sick care system, because that is. So that was the one thing. But when you say, you know, trusting your intuition, you know, where it all changed for you was actually when you said, when you're the one that said, I don't want to get these Band-Aids, I want to get to the root core. And once you made that declaration, I want to get to the bottom of this, I want to get to the root core, that is when, boom, the right practitioner can show up in the field. And it's you know, so that was the whole point, is that that's when you said, I want this to stop. You know, because people have gotten misdiagnosed so many times all over the place, and taking medications and having side effects for things that, you know, it is not good for them. So, but the fact that you claimed your authority back, that you claimed your power back, that you said enough of this, and then let the healing begin, and Absolutely. Then people show up, and that's what it is. And since then, you're now helping so many people, which is amazing, with the work that you're doing. And there is a gap out there. There is a gap. And so I think the more that you speak about it and highlight it and bring it out, the more people will be able to recognize and relate to your story.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, it's not an easy story to share. You know, it's not nice to reflect back on this. It's very personal. But I think that it's so important to share these stories and let other people know that, yeah, it's tough. It was 25 years is a long time to feel really miserable and scared. And to not get the help can be really discouraging. And so I just want to encourage everyone who's listening, you know, keep up, seek out the help, and, you know, confide in people that you trust, and really truly trust your instincts. And make self-care absolute priority. No matter where you start, it's taking that first step.
Yeah. Let's tell the audience where they can find you on social media.
Absolutely. So I have the Holistic Health Show podcast. So that's available on all podcasting platforms. And we do a show on YouTube as well. So we have a video version. That's the Holistic Health Show. And then my business, so where I practice Reiki, I do Reiki classes, and the chakra guidance. And I have a free chakra assessment tool where you do a little checklist and you see where your energetic health is. And you can find all that at bodymindki.com. And that's bodymindki.com.
Wow, Amy, that's incredible. I'm so glad that you're out there talking about the things that you've experienced. And again, it's challenging because you have to be vulnerable and really put yourself out there. And like you said, it is personal, and some of the things that you've been diagnosed with, misdiagnosed with, we should say. But, you know, 25 years later, and here you are now, and, you know, you will continue on reigning in your health and exceeding all of those old ways of, you know, living and being, to now moving more into your own medicine and well-being. So, and may we all experience that, because that's what it is that we came here to do, is to experience our health and well-being. Amy, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to close the show today. We want to thank you so much for listening and tuning in to the show. And we'll see you guys again next week, Friday. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.